I don't think he can drum, even though he's an A player.
Oh, he's a B drummer.
Is he?
Oh, no, sure.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a fine drummer. Remember I told you, every main player.
That's what I said to Molly.
What's the other main player? God, used to come.
There's a guy in chat.
Chat. Be good to him.
What about calling Delilah? And just asking her.
To run away from becoming food and reproduce, because time is short. This is what it is. So, what are these stuff? If you want to oversimplify it as they did it for millennia, this is me. And this belongs to me, and I belong to this. This intelligent stuff, okay? But look at it. I'm not there. This intelligence is protecting something. What? Me? This is protecting life. With this one, it will get rid of me and replace me, and forces me to replace myself. So it's not me, but I believe this is me. Why? Because me started with this. Let's go back and look at the life in the simplest form of it. Life is a cell. Means it has a skin. With the belief that this is me, the rest is environment. What do I need? Right? What should I do not to die? So, intelligence is made to momentarily, if possible, defeat the death. That's what it is. And it's lovely, because it's protecting life, and life depends on it. This is animal life we're talking about. We have something more. Nowadays, it's a lot more, not even dismiss it. We have another life, which is emotional life. And emotion and passion in human standard has nothing to do with that intelligence. Yes, that's primary. But there are other stuff that we have realized. And the irony is, we need the secondary stuff to live our life. Do you know that there is a major difference between human life and animal life? Animal life, there is no suicide. There is no suicidal mode in the animals. They don't kill themselves. They do. Remember that intelligence, which was supposed to defend the life? When somebody kills him or herself, what is that intelligence doing? Is dictating that suicide. You see how intelligence has been turned around and doing the opposite of what it is supposed to do? It's even more than that. How intelligence tricks me to replace myself? Do you remember? Simple stuff. The carrot. Pleasure. Pleasure. Sexual pleasure is to trick me to replace myself. So intelligence is a tricky stuff and gives me the pleasure. Right? Nowadays I'm different. I'm not the monkey. So I need another kind of pleasure, namely ecstasy. Something else which is not the product of intelligence. Therefore, here we look like we are anti-intelligence. All the critics looking at this stuff and say, oh, these people, they are against the wisdom and the function of the brain. Nothing could be further from the truth. But yes, we have that position. Why? Because we are defending another territory which this intelligence has invaded. The spiritual arena belongs to us, we, not the intelligence. Therefore, we always talk negative about intelligence. Doesn't mean that we want that intelligence to decline. We want the other stuff to be balanced. We are looking for a balance. Remember, I didn't say equality, because there is no equality. Equality is illusion. There is nothing equal. In all these vast universe, you know, everything is unique. Nothing equals nothing. Equality is coming from the oversimplification of ideas, but balance involves something else. We are looking for that balance. Seven stories Rumi told you why that balance is difficult. Because this intelligence doesn't let go his ignorance. It needed to be trained, to be controlled, and to be leaded. Who is doing the leading? Rumi is doing the leading here. He's leading our intelligence to understand that I'm not only my intelligence, I'm not only an animal. There is someone riding this animal. Remember, Rumi openly said, listen, you, when I look at you, I see a camel, but a holy person is riding this camel. We're talking about that one, and we know the camel doesn't like it, because the camel was the first, the only one here. Now he cannot tolerate to be the second. But it has to. Do you remember all those seven stories? It started with, yes, believing in intelligence and giving your entire life to the intelligence. Verses 2. Secondly, observing and having superficial information and thinking that that suffices. Third story, then the envy, jealousy, all that stuff, because intelligence is self-centered. Fourth story, do you remember? This intelligence is looking for something beneficial, something to use. In this path, there is no such stuff. There is no money being distributed here, or power, or belonging, or something like that. Just the opposite. Here we lose everything. That's the key of salvation. And he said, you know, this intelligence is questionable now because it's a grown-up now. Once upon a time, in animal life, this was another part of life and was not a grown-up. Now our intelligence is a grown-up, a very powerful stuff, and needs some break, some control, and something like that. For that, he presented you, the delegate of you was the delegate from Julius Caesar. Remember? Was here to find the palace and the comfort and things like that. And said, no, here there is only one thing we're looking for, and that's an illuminated heart. And this is not something to understand. That is the problem. That's why you should let go of that rigid formula of understanding of this intelligence to understand there is something else. Right? Then I said, okay, let me tell you the real story. Real story was the parrot. He said, you know what? There is this phenomenon, quote-unquote love. This is not something that you want to find it in the animal life.